Hi there, and welcome to another episode of the Amy Kunkel Audio Hour. Yeah, you're in the right place. So let's get started. I'm sharing a solo episode this week with you, and it's going to be all about my conscious awakening. Some people call it a spiritual awakening, some people call it a conscious awakening, waking up. There's all sorts of ways you can identify with waking up and just really going beyond your current level of awareness, the current place that you function in the world, and going beyond that. So I'm really excited to finally launch this podcast that I've thought about doing for months. And if you're new here, awesome. I'm so glad to have you. I'm Amy. I'm an architect. I'm a mom. I love talking about conscious living and design and conscious parenting and all sorts of things like that. So you never know what you're going to get. But I've really wanted to share my story since, I basically had my initial awakening 2 years ago. It was in December of 2016 that I kind of mark as that moment where I turned down this path of awakening or enlightenment or whatever you want to call it. It doesn't have to be religious or spiritual. And I'm writing a book. I actually just submitted it to a publisher about my awakening, how it happened, the details around it, what was going on in my life. Pretty much the entire story is going to be in that book. So this will definitely be the abbreviated version, the podcast version of my awakening story. So the context around this moment in my life, and the reason that I'm sharing it with you, is because I really feel like part of my purpose for being here even is to share this story and to maybe help other people with issues that come up around their awakening. So I was raised in a Catholic home, actually, and for about the last 30 years, I have been Protestant. So something along the lines of Baptist or a non-denominational, Bible teaching, preaching church. And if any of you know Rob Bell, that's kind of his background. I don't know Rob Bell, obviously. maybe not obviously. I would love to know him, but know of him or have read his books. And he actually talks about spiral dynamics, which really breaks down, the levels of consciousness that exist in the world. And that was part of my awakening as well, was being able to really put a framework around the idea of consciousness and worldviews, maybe is the word that I was more familiar with before learning about consciousness and awareness. So let's back up again to December of 2016. And I was listening to a podcast by Jess Lively. If you know me at all now, I'm a big fan of hers. I've gone to a couple of her events that she's had in recent months, including one just this past weekend, which was amazing. It's really good to be around other like-minded people, which is also why I'm sharing all of this on my podcast, so you can maybe know where I stand, and if you relate, there you go. So Jess Lively has a podcast. It's called The Lively Show. You can also find it on iTunes. And the particular episode that she was sharing is called, it was number 185, I believe. It's in my book because it was a huge moment, I think, in my awakening journey. It was the rational, the intersection of rational thought and transrational guidance. And she really kind of started out the episode talking about personalities and how, if you've ever taken the Myers-Briggs personality test, which I did take in, gosh, maybe like 1995 or something, long time ago, I was ENTJ. It's like extrovert. I don't know what all the things stand for, but the T is what she was talking about. The T is for thinking, and the thinking connects to like our mind and our ego and our brain function and the analytical maybe part of us. And then the other, I think, is sensing or feeling. And so the idea was, that's not as important. What's important is that she was saying, if you are a thinking, rational person, then you may never consider the intuitive guidance or the intuition that you have in your own being. And she talked more about the spiral dynamics, levels of consciousness, which isn't that important right now. You can definitely look it up online. But she also talked about us being made of energy and how our thoughts and emotions are electrical impulses. And it really obviously connected to like the rational thinking mind of you know, my brain and everything. And honestly, it triggered me in a way to start thinking about my faith and my belief in God, and that I really, you know, believed that we were sinners and Jesus died for our sins, and just all the programming that I had in my mind from my religion and from my worldview, and realized that if we're made of energy and energy is neither created nor destroyed, I really just started down this path of, well, then why would Jesus die on the cross for us? And like the two things in my mind like collided. And for me, that was what it took to transition or transform to a higher level of consciousness, I believe, that no longer sees God as like this being that's in heaven, that's, you know, looking down on us, and all the things that the religion and the church attach to this God character. And I don't mean to be disrespectful for people that do believe that, but I don't believe that anymore. What I do believe is that there is a creative energy that you can call God, you can call the universe or source. I believe there is that divine creative force in the universe. I just don't believe that the part of it that the Bible talks about, that he's, you know, that he sent his son and died for our sins. So that's like the biggest, the biggest part of this, honestly. And so for me to have this realization and this awakening, it affects everything in my life. It affects my parenting. It affects my marriage. It affects what I do every day of the week, and on the weekends and on Sundays, and what I don't do either anymore. And so that was really the nugget, the gist of my awakening, like how it happened. And this all happened the year that we moved to Washington, D.C. And I also talk about this in my book. I really feel like the reason that I was able to have this conscious shift is because I had that space in my mind that wasn't being utilized to just run the programs of daily life. So we were able to stop our current life in Ohio, pick up and move to Washington, D.C., where we just didn't have all of the requirements on our time and all the people around that we knew to hang out with. And like, we just didn't know anyone. We didn't have anything on our agenda. It was just a very different opportunity. Obviously, not everyone has the opportunity to pick up and go move somewhere for a year. But I feel like that was one of the reasons that I was even able to have like the cognitive space in my brain. And that's one thing I talk about a lot on Instagram and on online, is that we need to create space in our daily lives and in our minds, but in our schedules and in our minds, so that we can allow for growth and change and evolution. And so that's basically my conscious awakening story. And I'm really glad that I was able to get all that out and share it here. So if this is interesting to you, thank you so much for listening. I would really love to get more people on the podcast that I can interview who have also had kind of a shift in consciousness or awareness, maybe have gone through an awakening of sorts, and just really talk about it with them, because it's a passion that I have. And, you know, it's where I'm going with this podcast. I also have other meditations that will be on here, because I feel like, again, making space in your mind through things like meditation or just breathing techniques can really advance your consciousness. Elevate your consciousness, maybe would be the better word. So I appreciate you being here. I hope that you are just having an amazing, amazing day.